USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down.
President Trump at the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, addressing business owners, small and large, who are suffering.
If you had a viable business in January, we are committed to ensuring the same is true in the coming weeks. In fact, we want to make it even better than it was before, and we're doing things to help in that regard. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
And in terms of a timetable, the president telling Americans,
at the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Over on Capitol Hill, still no agreement on the stimulus package in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with strong words as he looks to get a deal done.
We don't have time for this. We don't have time for it. We've been fiddling around for 2 days.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper holding a news conference at the Pentagon addressing coronavirus concerns. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is insisting that the mobilization of National Guard troops in 3 states is not a move toward martial law.
Our great National Guard troops are performing tasks such as supporting drive-through testing sites, conducting food delivery to protect vulnerable populations, and helping states plan and coordinate their local responses.
Esper speaking during a Pentagon briefing, National Guard troops have been deployed to New York, California, and Washington State.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 582 points, the Nasdaq down 19, the S&P 500 down 67.5. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The nation's top doctor says social distancing still the best weapon against the coronavirus. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The nation's Surgeon General says many Americans are taking orders to stay home seriously. However,
we're finding out a lot of people think this can't happen to them.
Dr. Jerome Adams saying he's also concerned that many Americans are under the misconception that only the elderly are at risk for the worst of this virus.
It's important for young people to know you can get this disease, you can die from this disease, but most importantly, you can spread it to your loved ones.
Adams spoke there on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York, New Jersey area, the hardest hit with coronavirus cases in the country. New York Governor Cuomo and New Jersey Governor Murphy urging people to stay inside until the 15-day period instituted by the White House Coronavirus Task Force is over and the situation can be better evaluated. USA Radio's John Clemens now on what's going on in the Garden State.
The executive order by Governor Phil Murphy impacts nearly all of the 9 million residents of New Jersey to stay at home. It also mandates that all non-essential retail businesses be closed until further notice.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.